Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to share with you our practical experience of using the water-related disease guidance document developed under the Protocol on Water and Health in North Macedonia. The new WHO publication, Strengthening Surveillance and Outbreak Management of Water-Related Infectious Diseases, associated with water supply systems, that was published by WHO in 2019, but we will, let's say, with great support from Norway at that time, was is very useful in supporting our public health activities related to water-related disease surveillance, detection and management of water-related infectious diseases. We have translated this document into Macedonian language in 2020 and distributed to professionals that can use it under our network, that professionals are epidemiologists, specialists of environmental health, specialists of infectious diseases, microbiologists, and others. What are the strengths? North Macedonia has a well-established infectious disease surveillance system. That is part also that we have increased the capacity also in the past, together with Norway support through WHO at that time in 2016. A functional network of national and regional public health centers and legal framework, as well trained, qualified staff, but an insufficient number because we are a small country. And challenges exist. We have challenges in real-time communication, and we try to improve that with, there is MOI termin, or in English, my term, that is, let's say, something digital or e-health that we call it, and to between national and local public health authorities, enforcement of existing laws, regulation, and a lack of capacity for epidemiologic investigation for outbreaks at and lab testing and for some. The technical guidance translated publication has been used in capacity building trainings in our country and during joint work of sanitary, hygienic, and epidemiological professionals to prevent and or minimize water-related infectious diseases associated with water supply systems in our country, especially practical for us and useful where the Annex 3 template for boiled water and Annex 4 Legionella resources, because they are, let's say, very often used in some practical cases. As well, the epidemiological studies of outbreaks, how they can be done or how health has been done and how we should, let's say, do that. We're highly interested in using the new training materials in our capacity building activities. Also, the authors from the Institute of Public Health, we have published a paper, Health Risk Assessment of Drinking Water in Correlation with Water-Related Diseases, and the WHO technical guidance document developed under the protocol was referenced. That was shortly by our side. Thank you very much.